Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Scope, episode 202, if I'm doing my math correctly,
after 202.
A long, long hiatus.
It's yep. True. Long hiatus.
We've forgotten how to do the show.
When did we last record? Was it
January?
Was it January?
It was January.
And we released some in February still, but...
Yeah. That's a long break for us.
It is.
We'll get into why there was a long break. But we won't do it this show.
Nope. You'll have to wait till
and the reason why we won't do it this show is because of Adam. It's always about this guy, and he demanded. He sent me a private message.
Did
a
he?
PM.
A PM.
That said...
On what platform did I PM you?
I think it was like America Online.
Okay.
And he said, I will be doing news this first episode. It doesn't matter if we have a million things to talk about.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm doing news. Yeah. It has to be done that way. And my beard looks straight.
Interesting. I don't know why he would be so demanding, but
right. He is, Jared. So we're going to deal with that.
Go back and read those email threads. It's a lot of yelling at you.
Yeah. And then we got an IRC, and then we really started like rattling off all sorts of mean things.
Right. I got ops, and then I kick banned you. And,
yeah. Like, why are you doing this? I want to be here.
Kick banned. Wow.
He remembers all the lingo, Jared.
I know he does.
I don't even. I'm shocked that I even figured out how to get on IRC again. I had to go and get my
yeah, parents, to do that recently?
My parents' old computer. It was a black screen with green text.
IRC only exists on old computers now?
Yeah, and I wanted to play chess, like war games, against some sort of supercomputer.
It's actually still pretty popular. IRC is. Yeah. Chess, too, I'm assuming.
Chess has not fallen out of favor.
IRC is still pretty popular.
Does Howard Stern still like chess? Does he talk about that all
the
time?
No, he's over chess.
No, he's into painting. Is he painting now?
He
still does photography, but he doesn't talk about it.
He's a painter.
Gotcha.
Yes.
The one thing we can talk about, because I think this is relatively good news that Adam may not cover, is the release of Daredevil on Netflix.
Yes.
Is that in your news stories? Okay, good. So that just hit last night.
How is it not the most important story at the top of the list? It should be.
I think the most important story that comes out of that
is... It wasn't on Reddit/men's rights. That's where all my news comes from.
Of course it is.
Oh.
A lot of men's rights with this guy.
Where's my sad trombone? Perfect.
On,
I couldn't even do it better.
Bitches.
That's Shane on the MRA forums.
Double bitches. Daredevil is on TV now, Adam, and on your screens. And guess what?
I'm watching it right now.
Netflix is on my television.
Shane finally bought in.
I got Netflix.
Finally.
After
hoarding all of his discount months and... You're on a free trial now.
I'm on a free trial.
And you got you were collecting a bunch of discount codes or something like that?
Well, I would go to the store and I would buy Netflix gift cards.
Mm.
And I would get them on a slight discount because I have that ability. And then
I'd do nothing with them?
And nothing until Daredevil came out, because I knew that I wouldn't watch Netflix until Daredevil came, because I just wouldn't have time.
You haven't been doing this for years.
I did it the last 3 months. So if you buy three of these $30 cards, you pretty much pay for your entire year of Netflix.
Okay.
So then I don't feel so bad about it.
But then you could watch it all in one day.
That's what I'm
doing. Do you know my life? How am I going to watch 13 hours of Daredevil in one day?
Thought it was only 10, but it is 13.
But Adam, there is one person that almost did that.
What?
And that would be the second of three Scope co-hosts, Jared.
Bonzo the Talking Bear, he's our secret co-host who's never been on the show.
Oh my gosh!
And he is a Daredevil fanatic.
I watched one episode last night.
Just one.
My wife watched a half of an episode because she fell asleep.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Jared was supposed to come over and watch with me.
Yeah. I didn't know that you were going to wait until 10 o'clock to start watching.
But when I text him, let's not ruin the story. Don't step on the story. Whoa. Let's pretend like it was right away.
All
right. When I text him, he's like, oh, I'm already 7 episodes in.
Whoa.
And that was 9 o'clock.
Good job.
It wasn't 10, but it was 9 o'clock.
I got out of work a little early.
Some of us were busy volunteering for Kids in Need Foundation.
Look, I don't believe that for not anybody in this room.
I have a picture.
My initial plan.
Why is your head photoshopped in a girl with... giant breasts. I don't understand that. Anyway, Jared, go ahead.
My initial plan when I learned the release date of the show was I was going to take the day off of work.
Okay.
And I was going to watch it all in one day. For circumstances that will become more apparent in our next episode when we talk about things, that wasn't an option. But I did get out of work a little bit early, so I managed to watch 8 episodes, took a break, watched episode 9 before going to bed, and then I got up and I watched 2 more this morning.
So let me ask you.
So I'm now through 11 episodes. I've got 2 left.
13, okay.
Is it that good?
I think it's great.
Is it better than Arrow?
Yes.
Is it better than The Flash?
Yes. It's not, it's very dark.
I'm talking about 1992 Flash.
Definitely. It's a whole different tone than both of those shows. It's very dark. It's very violent. There's swears in it, which is sort of a first for Marvel.
Is it better than season 2 of ER? that's historical.
I'm pretty sure 92 Flash was on CBS following Beauty and the Beast.
Of course it was. Is it better than Beauty and the Beast? Man. If you say yes, we're turning off your mic.
No.
Okay,
I mean, you
perfect.
Can't. That's you're talking Linda Hamilton. You're talking Ron
Lion Man.
A Lion Man.
In their prime, you don't get better than Beauty and the Beast.
He probably licks his own anus to keep it clean, like all cats do.
No, I'm enjoying this series quite a bit. And I've even, I still have not seen, just, I don't know if this is a bit of a spoiler, not really, but I still haven't seen the red costume yet. I'm assuming he's getting to that point. So don't be like episode 6 going, I wonder what that costume is. You got a ways to go yet.
It might be the last reveal of the last episode, Adam.
But
you never know.
What's The Flash?
What?
I don't even know what this is.
What are you talking about?
Is this like a Steam Flash sale when that happens?
He's playing har-har with us.
Ah! Anyway.
The hiatus has been too long for us.
Is this is the gritty reboot of Flash Gordon? They just named it The Flash Gordon. And
do I just cut all this out? Is that what I'm doing?
I think we'll have to have a 15-minute show the way we're going. Don't make him angry. He might not read the news later. So
anyway,
we need him.
I think I'm enjoying the show quite a bit. The production values are very high, even though it's a lot of dark shadows and alleys and you know, maybe they're recycling buildings. I don't know, but they make it look like he's in different places all the time.
Is it better than Agent Carter?
It's very different. I would say it's better for me. I like it better.
Agent Carter was good.
Agent Carter got really good by the end, but it's such a different type of show. This is gritty and dark and
he's really stuck on
violent,
the gritty and dark.
But in a good way. It really works with the character, and they do spend a lot of time on the characters, which is good. I mean, you have that time, that luxury when you have 13 hours to tell your story. So
yeah, I think that this show, at least from the 53 minutes that I've watched of it, is doing exactly what Marvel wanted to do, which is have a completely different feel for certain aspects of their superhero universe.
Yep.
And this one gets it right. I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still hit or miss, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. sort of suffers from needing big scope, but feeling small way too much.
Yeah.
That's the problem
with
that show.
This show is fine. It's not a very large scope. It's a very localized story that's being told. Which is perfect for this character. Vincent D'Onofrio is fantastic as the Kingpin. He's got a certain style and affectation to him that could be distracting if it wasn't pulled off so well. So
yeah, it's interesting because they make a big effort right from the start to try to establish that yes, this is a world of superheroes, but they're too busy they're not going to be looking at this scale to be dealing with these problems. They've got other issues. But yet they still weave it in to the narrative of what is going on in Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, some of the stuff that's going on in Hell's Kitchen is actually a result of the events of the first Avengers film.
Is this Daredevil?
Yes.
Why did I think this was The Flash?
I don't know.
They both wear red?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you wanted to cut out that hilarious bit that
sure you were just you were doing an Andy Kaufman performance.
Yeah,
over
you're going to go into wrestling mode here and try to taunt me. Adam, are you going to watch this show?
Yeah.
Anytime soon or not?
Well,
more volunteer
in a couple
work,
episodes.
Are you into kickball season already?
Softball starts on Wednesday.
He's way done with
Thank
kickball.
Thank you very much. So. Yeah, I met my wife already. I don't need kickball anymore.
No.
That was just a secret ploy to meet the women.
Well, you could also be a dashing blind lawyer. Apparently, that's how you meet women, too.
Shit.
Talking about Daredevil again.
On the brain. I will have a lot of time to watch this that I'll detail in a coming episode.
Oh.
Hmm.
Not sure what to make of that.
Hmm. All right.
I'll probably forget by the time we get there, by the way.
We will not let you.
Okay.
Note to self. Explore Adam's life. All right. So we like Daredevil. We're excited for what's going to be happening in this new darker corner of the Marvel cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm. They've already, most of the story so far is contained to the main thrust of this season. But there have been a little bit of kind of, I don't know, foreshadowing, or at least showing some mysterious things that will probably play out in other Netflix series going on. Maybe they're already building to the Defenders or whatever that team up is going to be.
I think they probably are.
It's pretty cool.
With Jessica Jones, that will be the next series.
It's the next one.
And that should be very exciting as well.
Has Hulu Kristen had a big budget show that we've liked so far? Because Hulu's going to get in on some of this stuff soon with... what are they getting? The Dark Tower. They're doing like a Stephen King. Aren't they doing the Dark Tower? No, they're doing the JFK one.
Yeah, which that could be enough for... And that's starring James Franco.
Right.
I mean, that could be enough for me to try out Hulu for a month.
Yeah.
I mean, I love
that was
book,
a really good
that
book.
1960...
11-23-63.
Yeah. Terrific. So Hulu's getting into it, but they're definitely not in the superhero world yet. We'll see. We'll see. It's delicious.
It's
so Daredevil's on TV. Jared loves it. I've seen some. Adam will be seeing some, and we'll find out why that is next episode. But what's going on in this episode, Jared?
I don't know. What is going on?
I've already told you. You're not paying attention. It's Adam's news.
Oh.
And we're back, and Adam's going to make sure that he covers
it's
all.
It's not my news. It's our news.
You're sharing it
it's
with
the
us.
World's news.
It's the world's news, and we are just presenting it to you.
Yes.
So let's take a quick break on episode 202.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back with Adam, his news, Jared, and me on the scope.
This is The Fault. At Amazon.com, where I bought my mom some Woodstock windshines. She was so happy that she went and bought me a wheat belly cookbook, all 50 pounds. And I'm much smaller man boobs now. Amazon.com. Hey, give me that old skepticism. Give me that logical positivism. Dialectical materialism is good enough for me. One, do the thing. Two, do the thing again. Three, do another thing. Four, go, go, go!
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. thefump.com.
Under the scope. And we're back with episode 202, and that means news. Adam, it's like riding a bike, baby.
Yeah.
Start pedaling.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a really good follow-up from what we were talking about in the first segment.
All right.
The A-block, as it's called.
That's an insider term.
Marvel is developing another Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff for ABC.
I saw that.
It's a rumored spinoff.
Right. Well, I don't know. This was
it's in development. It doesn't mean it's actually going to happen.
Sure.
Go ahead. Read your story.
So anyway, huge news for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans. Not only is the third season of the action-adventure series pretty much guaranteed, but Marvel is quietly developing a spinoff for ABC. Entertainment Weekly reported that it's being produced by Jeffrey Bell, who is behind Angel and the X-Files, and one of the writers from The Shield, who also wrote for Lost and
The Shield, as in...
Sorry, Shield. You're right.
I was going to say FX Shield. Is right. A Shield?
No,
or
this Shield.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Agents okay. of,
gotcha.
Comma.
S-period here, H.
Here's
period.
The thing. Here's the thing that makes this like a non-story.
Hit me.
We don't know... who or which characters from the current series will be moved over to the proposed spinoff. So there's just a lot of speculation that follows after that. Have you guys heard what the rumors are for this?
I haven't.
I have.
Okay. Have you? Elaborate.
So one of the rumors is that Coulson will be creating a superhero school, essentially, where I think it's going to come out in the latest episode.
Will this be called Sky High? Will Kurt Russell be one of the teachers?
And will it be awesome? Because
and then
movie
Sky
was.
Will actually be the teacher. They're going to name it after her.
Nice.
No, so that is the rumor. And in the next episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., you're going to find out that it's Coulson may be out there trying to find or locate, if you will, other super powered beings like Sky. So that is the possibility, and there have been comics in the Marvel Universe, like Avengers Academy, which deal with young kids being trained and
Runaways.
Well, that's different.
I know
that's different, but they're also in one of the Marvel mega crossovers, we find out that Nick Fury had secretly been training a bunch of kids that were completely off of the grid, so that if there was any, if the main superheroes were ever compromised in any sort of way, that he could bring this unknown team into action to then take on bad guys that, like I said, could have compromised all the well-known superheroes. So this could be something like
There's
that.
There's also, not many people have heard of this, but this guy Charles Xavier also had a school where he was training people.
I've heard rumors.
There's a lot of moaning going on there, too.
If, maybe if Fox would, if they ever do their X-Men TV show, it would be about that.
Who knows? So this will be the Grey's Anatomy of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
My feeling is that I like that idea of having this superhero school, but then you just change Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to be that. Like you'd like they would do with Alias or other shows that had this mythology. You just change it up in the middle of the show and you give them something different.
You don't think there's enough enough of an audience there to support two shows?
No, I don't.
Or three
shows. Yeah.
We don't know if Agent Carter is going to survive.
The ratings of S.H.I.E.L.D. are not great. They're okay. It's an important show for Disney. It's an important show for ABC because it
averages 7.4 million with a 2.8 rating for the 18 to 49 demo.
What if they could do a show that's a little bit more teen oriented with a younger group of heroes being trained? Do you think that might bring in a younger audience and that might be a good thing?
Maybe. That's not a bad idea.
Okay. Do those kids watch TV?
Give me a job, ABC. What?
Do those kids watch TV?
They don't. Okay. That's a problem.
Here's the thing. You need to have a compelling show.
You need to do it in like 6-minute chunks on YouTube. might watch it.
You need to have a compelling show.
They won't pay for it.
If you are going to be dealing with superheroes, you actually have to show superheroes. And you then also have to have a budget that makes it look somewhat comparable to the movies. Mm-hmm. How you do that is tricky, obviously, because the movies are as big as you possibly can get. But they're, if you're going to be dealing with that subject matter and that's what people really want to see, you've got to be able to do it some way. Next.
So I mentioned this in the first block also, but we have another new announcement on
Scientology
on the Dark Tower film series turning into a movie again. This has been one of those, like, it's been since publication they've been trying to do this and failing nonstop. So right now it's Sony that's behind it, and
Sony's busy.
Yes, and they say it's a priority. And you can kind of see this makes sense if it was successful and there were four books, I think, and then the comic book was the fifth, whatever it was.
I don't know.
Having a universe that they could call all their own, having to rely on anyone else.
They're also developing another show, TV show, for a possible mega universe, movie universe. We'll get into that after your...
Okay. Imagine is behind this, so that's Ron Howard's production
studio. So they're still involved.
Yep.
Okay.
The script for it was written by Akiva Goldsman and Jeff Pinker. Akiva Goldsman has been behind... Did he do Godzilla? I think he did the latest Godzilla.
Kiva's been connected to a lot of things, including the other universe that
you're gonna talk
Sony
about.
Might be developing. Yes.
So there's no release plan for this. There's nothing. There's nothing. Just that, this has happened multiple times. I guess Universal had a TV deal to make a TV miniseries or series of movies, basically, that didn't happen. Warner Brothers was rumored for a while also. So we'll see what happens.
Sure.
What's do you want to talk about your
thing?
Sure.
So the other, while we were gone, the other property that was picked up by Sony was Robotech.
Right. I saw this.
So they were actually, that show was actually in development at Warner Brothers, I believe, or maybe it was Universal. I don't know. They ended up letting the rights go, and then Sony scooped them up with the intention of putting it on the fast track and hopefully creating an entire movie universe based on the Robotech cartoon. Sure. Which, for the people out there that don't know, Robotech is a combination of three separate Japanese animated shows that they brought together, rewrote with one giant story, and then released it here in America. So it has the possibility of being a massive story.
Right.
And if it's done right, that could very easily work in a mega universe type of situation, a cinematic universe.
Did Robotech exist as its own cohesive thing outside of America, or was that done and then only happened here?
It was released in other countries as Robotech. Okay. In Japan, I do not believe it was ever released because it took like one of their most beloved shows ever, Super Dimensional Fortress Macross.
Efficient name.
That was the first part of Robotech, and then turned into something not completely different, but different enough where it would cause confusion. So I think people in the know in Japan know what Robotech is, but the general population probably doesn't know.
All right.
Doesn't know.
This is an entertainment heavy week.
It is. Next.
Arrested Development. We have a pseudo confirmation on a fifth season.
Yeah. I can watch it.
Yes.
You can watch the fourth season. You can judge it harshly.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people not big fans of that fourth season,
Adam. It's just weird.
It is weird.
It's not Arrested Development, but maybe like it's like you can't go home again. So maybe we shouldn't have hoped for that or this.
Well,
but Brian Grazer, the executive producer on the show, he was on whose podcast? Oh, Bill Simmons, the BS Report.
He was not on this podcast.
No, but he is now. Brian, please.
Please, come on now. Show yourself.
He's camera shy.
He's in the shadows.
Camera shy. Does not want to be involved. Why is he dressed like Daredevil?
So Bill Simmons was asking him about it and talked about the rumors of a fifth season. And Grazer said, people are so loyal to it and we're going to do another 17 episodes. No confirmation by Netflix if it's them that it's still with. No, nothing's actually been, you know, nailed down, I guess. But it sounds like from the producer's standpoint, it's coming.
So the key on this to be more successful than the fourth season is you have to have all the cast together.
Yeah.
The majority of the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And maybe you don't do 17 episodes. Maybe you do 10 episodes,
right.
10 really strong episodes. You're not bound by traditional sitcom, you know, network sitcom rules, even though 17 is less than the average.
17 is
two
a
or so.
Weird number. Right. Why would you just throw that out there?
We call that like the Lost number. Didn't Lost do around 17 episodes or so a year?
I guess. Sure.
We call that the Lost number.
That's what we do.
Have you guys watched Community on Yahoo?
I started watching the first episode.
I'll get to it.
Yeah.
I've been so... I don't like how they're doling it out one episode a week or something like that. Like like it's regular TV. It's like, come on. And I've just had so much broadcast and cable stuff to catch up on. Some of those shows are ending. Some of those more shows are starting up this weekend. Like Orphan Black starts today. Game of Thrones obviously is back, so...
Louis,
there's just so much TV.
Community on Yahoo is sort of dealing with the same issue that it did the previous year that Community was on. Is they're sort of spending time trying to explain why the cast is changing, and they have to be sort of meta about it and dig into that, and you know, be clever. And I don't know. Community is a show for me that has always been hit or miss.
Yeah.
And this, even just getting through the first episode, it's still hit or miss for me. So.
All right.
Excellent. Let's talk more movie news.
Let's do that.
We've got, there are some rumors, non-rumors, about Harry Potter, more Harry Potter books coming. Mm-hmm. JK, the headline in Entertainment Weekly, I think was great. It was like, is J.K. Rowling writing more Harry Potter?
Yeah.
And they questioned it. And then and then they quote from her interview on the Today Show where she was like, no, unequivocally, no. Maybe I will in the future. I've always said I might. I am not doing anything right now.
She's writing the movie scripts.
Yes.
For
that's what I was going to talk about here.
Sorry, so I didn't mean to step on your news.
It's okay. They haven't cast it yet, but Eddie Redmayne is currently the front runner to play the magizoologist in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
It's not a real word.
It is, Jared.
Magizoologist.
The Harry Potter spinoff will be a trilogy depicting the adventures of Newt Scamander. Who authors the Fantastic Beasts book 70 years before Harry Potter finds out he's a wizard, Harry, and buys the book in Diagon Alley.
Did you read that book?
No. Did you?
No.
It's a kid's book. I don't read kids' book.
Did you read Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I got you in a box, football
but
team.
Here's an interesting change. Do you know where these three stories are set?
I think they're set on Tatooine and Naboo.
Well, Tatooine's gone. Now we all know ISIS has taken it over. Okay. So that doesn't exist.
That wasn't a true story,
It
by
takes
the way.
Place in 1930s New York rather than England.
I heard 1920s New York, but...
Well, whatever.
The fact that I think New York is the
way
key
different.
Is the key difference here.
Yes.
You're enlarging the magical world.
They're always trying to focus on America, Jared. It's those stinky Americans trying to get their nose in everything.
Those stinky Americans.
Yeah.
You're right.
But yes,
thank you.
She is writing the screenplays for these. So that's cool, I guess. You guys excited for these? No, she's never written screenplays before.
Well, it's a good thing to test herself.
She read How to Write Screenplays for Dummies, and she'll be fine.
She's got a pirated copy of Final Draft. She's ready to go.
Why pay for it?
She's in a Starbucks.
She's only a billionaire. Why pay for it?
Yeah.
Well, that's how she got to be so rich, by not paying for software.
Hmm. Adobe.
I don't know why. I recently, I guess it was just because that's when it came out. But I recently watched the last of, you know, the seventh book, the second parter of the seventh book movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
whatever I'm trying to say.
Deathly Hallows
Two.
Yeah,
that's a good finish to that series.
I think the back half of the whole series of movies is pretty damn good.
Yeah, Deathly Hallows Part One is very weak.
So stopping at the third movie is a bad idea.
Well, the third movie was really good. Fourth movie, I think, still might be the best.
Okay, well, I can get right on it.
You never read or watched them?
I read all of them.
Oh, okay, whatever. You don't need to.
First, you're right. I mean, the first half of Deathly Hallows is all set up. So
yeah, I mean, the book was bad in the exact same way as the movie was. Like, yeah. I don't know what they could
have
done.
So it's true to the source material.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So quiet down, nerds.
Yeah,
you got the film you deserve.
All right.
What next?
This is a combo.
This
TV story.
Combo.
New fast food item.
Crowdsourcing story.
If I knew what that was, it'd be exciting.
Pedophilia.
Is this similar to the combination Taco Bell Pizza Hut?
It's basically the same thing.
Taco. Okay.
Can I get exclusive Baja Blast from this story? Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Only the Halo variety.
Okay. It's like, continue. It's like
Jared used to go to those combo and get breadsticks with refried beans on them.
It's weird.
He demanded it.
Call that the special.
Yeah, it was special, all
right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Especially at 3 a.m.
Chris Hansen is crowdsourcing a new version of To Catch a Predator.
Oh.
So do you guys remember this show?
I remember it being a phenomenon. I never watched one episode.
You better be on high alert, Adam.
Chris Hansen's To Catch a Predator caught its last predator in 2008, a long 7-year span in which an untold number of sexual offenders have obviously been roaming free.
Yep.
Without the show, how are we catching them?
So now it's
like a catch and release program.
It's
like do they tag them and then send them back into the wild?
It's not a big enough predator. So we got to send it back out.
Not an apex predator.
As reported by the LA Times, Chris Hansen is launching a Kickstarter campaign to raise $400,000 for a new edition of the series titled Hansen versus Predator.
I think it's
the band.
He might want to crowdsource a better title.
The name. What if it was the band Hansen?
Oh,
versus the actual predator.
I like that.
Bop. Right on the head. I don't know.
Yeah.
You were so close. No, if we would write our material out ahead of time,
that
bop, and then the next line would have been killer.
Yeah.
We just would have spent like 10 minutes on it.
You got to workshop it a little more.
So
we need a writer's room is what we need.
The show will once again find the former NBC News reporter teaming up with law enforcement agents to ensnare guys who only want to talk to young boys and girls, just happen to have all these beers and condoms for whatever.
What has Chris Hansen been up to in the interim?
I don't know if he's done anything.
Hmm.
He's trying to get this.
He was trying to figure out how to set up a crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
For really? 5 years.
Kickstarter's hard.
He was a VC funder for Kickstarter. He had to get that going first.
Yeah, he had to create something that would allow him to.
This quote was pretty good. This is from Chris Hansen. When we did it before, there were only chat rooms on AOL and Yahoo. Now there are 22 ways to communicate online.
To be fair,
he's cataloged all 22 ways.
2009, a lot of things are happening, even in 2009.
Yes.
I was on Facebook in 2009.
Yeah. Right.
Chris, come on.
IRC.
Yeah. Back when we were doing this, we had tin cans and string.
There are more
but
than
things
22.
Things have really changed.
Is he aware of Snapchat?
So what's your hopeful backer reward?
I don't know. I got to think that one of the top tier ones has got to be, you know, to be one of the featured predators, right?
Yeah. You could be a predator.
You could be cast as a predator.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, it's going to be your big break. It's how you're going to get in the business.
What about like, you know, you $50 and then you get some of the captured, the band contraband you get
some of those condoms.
Maybe like a six pack of beer that Hansen stole off one of those guys.
Sure. There you go.
Condoms has to be at least $100.
Is it domestic beer though? Probably.
But more than likely a tall boy. Okay. And we know how you like tall boys.
I do.
It's all a bat, though.
A bat. It's my love of tall boys that's going to get me on the show.
Ice House. Some Ice House, perhaps?
Have you guys ever read criticisms of this show or these sorts of sting operations?
I will say that I have had almost next to no interest in this program during its original run, and I continue to have that abundant interest.
So he's saying next story.
No, I'm just saying that I have nothing more to contribute to the conversation other than dumb jokes. So
that's fine.
Be ready for that.
Like that mbop, we were almost there.
Well, like the stuff I've read basically says that the people that they're catching doing this are probably harmless. Not the predators that we need to be focusing on, right? Like, they're dumb. They're getting caught by
right.
the most obvious means possible.
Well, they're going to have to come up with new ways to trap them, too, because we all know the ways they do it
it's,
now.
It's right. sort of like Finding Squatch, you know, that show? Finding Bigfoot. Every time they have a new technique of trying to attract it. So that could be his thing, you know? Like, oh, this time I'm going to bang a stick
like across... Like Star Trek? Like, it's always got new technology?
Yeah. Okay. Like, this week I'll bang a stick against a tree to get the predators to come, and next week I'll do a Yeti call. I mean, it just... possibilities are endless.
Right. But unlike Finding Squatch, predators do exist.
I think if you go to Finding Squatch... you might find a couple of predators on that show that are looking for Squatch.
Have you donated?
Bobo, I guess that's I'm looking at you.
The big question, Adam. Have you contributed to this crowdsource?
It's not up yet.
Oh. You have dollars reserved?
We're now at the point with Kickstarter where people are pre-announcing their Kickstarters.
Adam's actually at home when he's not on the scope, just hitting refresh. Over and over and over.
Kickstarter.com/Chris Hansen.
Do you prefer the Kickstarter model or like the Indiegogo model?
Considering that Indiegogo is continually the source for like scam medicine things, I'd say Kickstarter.
Herbal remedies
and such. Yeah,
that's generally what they're known for, right?
Well, no, I'm saying that that those sorts of products don't go to Kickstarter because okay. I guess Kickstarter has you know something else that they say you know we'll shut your campaign down if it's found to be you know whatever.
Have you contributed to any Indiegogo campaigns?
I have not.
Okay.
Me either.
I mean, obviously, for that cop that shot the dude in South Carolina, you know, I was immediately backing his.
That's more of a GoFundMe thing.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hate pizza and all that cool stuff.
Good stuff.
All right. What do you guys want to talk about next?
I hope you have more crowdsourcing stories because that's really my wheelhouse, my bailiwick.
Jared digs right in there.
All right, how about this? This is kind of like crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to spend...
I have 100, is it?
Would you be willing to spend $10 per month to no longer have ads on YouTube videos? Because that's what YouTube is apparently going to start asking people for.
I can install an ad blocker for free.
Yeah. And
I wonder if they know that people can do that.
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
But you can't on, let's say, an iPad.
True. That's true. It doesn't work on mobile.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
So a premium YouTube subscription service is expected to debut within the next few months, according to The Verge.
Mm-hmm.
Expected $10 per month. You will have two additional things, maybe more, but this is all we know so far.
Okay.
No ads.
Okay.
And some of those ads you can't skip, right? It's like, it's a 30-second pre-roll. Yeah. And
you're stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I got the freaking Netflix sizzle reel showing up repeatedly, it's like, come on.
Jared loves a good,
get it.
I mean, we know you're a fan of a good sizzle reel, but...
Yeah.
Also, the ability to store videos offline. That's the secondary piece. Now, this can't be the Firefox and Chrome extensions that let you just download the FLV file or whatever.
FLV. It's not 2008. Come on.
A lot of them are still
FLVs. QWN file.
Everything's been converted to MP4.
Well, my add-on downloads them as FLVs for some reason.
Your add-on's bullshit. Wait, so let me ask you this. So this is
how does this impact people, Jared?
This is you're not subscribing to a specific channel.
Right,
you're subscribing to YouTube.
Exactly.
And how do the channel content producers get a cut of that?
Well, here's the thing.
This show is on YouTube right now.
Right.
Yeah.
How is that going to impact our $2.50 of revenue we made in 2014?
Wow.
But
we're going up. Everything's looking up, guys.
Going up.
A rocket ship.
Each channel will have the ability to enable or disable this feature, right? So if you say no, then, right? But then the users are still going to get ads. So
I know that there's a feature where you can, like, some producers already have pay channels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can basically pay a fee for just that channel, and they can also optionally make other of their channels commercial free.
Sure.
I'm just not sure how that, if that's going away or if that's sort of an additional thing. There's a lot of
question marks. Is that if my investigative reporting saying a lot of question marks?
Well, it's not going to be announced for the next couple months, so
I feel bad. I don't know how the content producers who rely on YouTube for a living and the ad revenue. How is that going to impact them?
I'm just going to say this.
I'm not worried about PewDiePie.
If we go down even 50 cents for our revenue in 2015 because of this, I'm done with YouTube.
We're moving to Vimeo.
$2 is my bottom line for what I make on this show.
Well, I think this is...
And by the way, I haven't seen my royalty check yet.
Uh-huh. We haven't. I don't think we've even hit the point where Google AdWords will, or AdSense will pay out.
Well, I'll look. For
I think there's like a threshold before they'll even cut you a check.
Is it okay? Is it okay if I look around the studio for loose change?
I got some, like, about 23 cents in my pocket. I'll give it to you.
That'll do. That'll
okay.
do, Pig.
Okay. I think this is you know, the crowdfunding models of like Patreon. I was going to say Subbable, but that's not around anymore because they were bought by Patreon. But things like Patreon, and I think there's other services too, are I guess even more important now to
Babble
content
bubble.
Creators.
Yeah.
So patreon.com/thescopeshow.
Nice, Jared.
Ding.
He's always selling us.
Supporting.
He's always selling us.
All right. Let's talk about here some quick ones. Comcast wants DirecTV to stop airing those Rob Lowe ads.
They're funny. I disagree.
They're
Next.
Funny. They're not funny.
Creepy Rob Lowe.
Right. According to the...
They're not interested in competition. They can't handle it. They can't.
Whatever
they
Comcast
can't
wants, I don't want. Next.
But according to the Council of Better Business Bureau's National Advertising Division, or COBNAD.
COBNAD. That's Adam's new nickname. Next story, COBNAD.
Man, why do I have to get that one?
This right, is just fine. The sort of thing that happens
it's
when
It's an anagram of your name.
Have you guys seen 22 Jump Street?
No, but I did set it to record on my TiVo from HBO sometime in the near future. So
what about,
we'll see it then.
What about you, Shane?
No. Okay. I'd like to.
All right. Well, there's a watch during the credits because there's a funny thing that happens. And
what about the rest of the movie? Funny things?
I like the whole movie. The whole movie's great. But the thing that happens during that, who are the two guys that Miller and Lord? They're saying that stuff is canon. So... I don't want
to
spoil it, but it's funny, so there you go.
Question, is COBNAD two B's for COB?
Two B's.
I'm going to write that down.
COBNAD.
COBNAD.
NAD.
NAD. COBNAD. COBBNAD.
Yep.
Mm. Is there any camel casing in that, or is it all caps?
There's a lot of camel toes.
Next.
Got to move it along.
Last Man on Earth.
Yeah.
Are we watching it?
I'm about three episodes behind.
Okay.
I'm watching it. I have issues, but go ahead.
It has been picked up for a second season.
Okay. I need to figure Phil out because these are really annoying. But go ahead.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. You guys like it?
Picked up by Fox.
Picked up for a TV movie. Not a series.
How? I don't know how that could possibly be any good.
The original movie sucks, so I agree.
I will agree the original movie is not great.
Right.
But, I mean, you have the whole culture that's sprung up around it.
That's what's fun about that movie.
I don't know how you make that a TV thing and have it at all be successful.
Here's what you do. You play it on Comedy Central when I was a kid all the time at 3 o'clock when I got home from school, and then I would turn it off. They kept doing it every day.
That's right. My favorite part of Rocky Horror is the...
Susan Sarandon's really sexy glasses.
The 2.5 minutes of it we saw in Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I needed. That said it all.
You remembered everything.
Such a contrarian. I have fond memories of going to a few shows in my teen years.
I thought you were going to say in your lingerie.
I haven't kept up with the culture, nor had really much interest.
Well, in. Why are you winking at me when you say that?
It's because the room exists. The room has replaced Rocky Horror as the thing to go to.
What is the room?
The room. The bad, bad movie, The Room.
Who stars that?
Next story.
J-Lo?
How do you guys...
Is J-Lo in there?
Have you been on the internet and not heard of this
Adam, we're over
phenomenon?
40.
It's not
we're lucky. We're lucky that we're seeing the Facebooks.
Speak for yourself.
All right. Brad Bird... He's already said he's going to be writing The Incredibles 2.
He took long enough, didn't he?
And now he says he's started writing The Incredibles 2.
All right, Brad
Bird. So that's our update on that.
One of the best Pixar movies there is.
I fully agree.
Jared doesn't like to watch cartoons anymore. Did you hear that news? That news flash?
Doesn't like to watch cartoons?
Hasn't seen a bunch of the latest Pixar films.
That's true. I haven't.
But
you're fired.
Brave was fine.
Brave was fine.
What? Cars 2?
Cars
not
I did
good.
Not see.
Okay.
So what's the newest one I didn't see?
WALL-E? Have you seen
WALL-E? Came out Monsters U. I never saw that.
Monsters U.
What came out? Wasn't there
middling.
One this past year that came out?
No.
Up. I saw Up.
See, you saw the.
Are you going to see the new one that stars Amy Poehler?
I don't know. We'll see.
She changed her hair.
It's all shades of the same thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Speaking of Phil Lord and Chris Miller, they have been hired to punch up the script for the film version of The Flash. I didn't know this was a thing.
It's so confusing. It stars Ezra Miller from. Perks of Being a Wallflower, as a matter of fact. Yep.
Now, is it in the same universe as the TV?
No. Why would we do that?
No. Why would you squander, or why would you use any of that goodwill that's been built up by your TV universe? That continues to expand, by the way.
They apparently cannot use Batman or Superman.
No, but you can have Supergirl in a universe that's shared, but not have her actually show up on the other shows ever.
Okay. And I got three.
Jared and I are angry about the DC TV.
You guys
are
just always angry. Three
okay,
quick
Cobb
ones.
There's just decisions that are so obvious that they should be making, and they're just not doing it.
All right. So these are three.
Go ahead.
Reboot or reimaginings.
Go.
First, The Gremlins. There's a reboot coming.
Why?
How do we feel about that?
Waste of time. Don't bother.
Next.
Because Gremlins 2 was obviously
superior.
A lot
of people say Gremlins 2 is an underrated classic, Adam.
It's fine.
I've never seen the whole thing. It does have Billy in it.
Billy. It does have Billy in it.
Good. Then I'm in.
Okay.
Let's watch it. Screener.
You mean the reboot? You're saying this is the reboot?
No, the original.
Oh,
original.
Yeah, number two.
Next.
Pinocchio, live action remake.
Whatever. Sure.
Robert Downey Jr. has been talking about that. Is he involved in this? Because he was on Stern talking
this
about
it. This is Disney's new thing now. Is the live action versions of all of her
classic
films.
Oh, you know what?
Films.
I watched, what was the one with Angelina Jolie?
Maleficent.
I watched that.
Yeah.
It was kind of good.
I have that on my TiVo.
Guess what?
It too.
They're going to do an animated version of the live action version, which was an animated take.
Interesting.
Finally,
because I just, how did Cinderella do, by the way? Did it well? Yeah.
Audrey,
so, I mean,
my wife and daughter saw it and loved
and they
it.
Get, oh, they had Beauty and the Beast in the works.
Emma?
In the works, yeah.
Watson?
There's two Pinocchio things happening. This is Disney's. Robert Downey Jr.'s is not Disney's. Oh. There's a different Pinocchio story.
I thought you were pointing at your junk when you did that. That's the other Pinocchio thing.
I was going to say, there's probably a porn parody.
Okay. This is the last
what
one.
What would the name of that be, Shane?
Pinocchio my hole? I don't know.
Pediclio.
Interesting. There's a porn title there. I'm just trying to think. It's probably already been done.
We're way out of practice. We've had two jokes we could have nailed, and we did not stick the landing.
No, if it makes you feel any better, there's never been an episode where we nailed those. So
gotcha.
Even when we were doing them every week. Finally.
I feel like Pinocchio Hole is probably as close as you're going to get.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm ready.
I had to think about that for a bit.
Okay.
Pinocchio
Finally.
Hole.
We're gonna try to end the news here. We're going to go out on top. One more remake. It's the one that I think we can all agree of. In a new series filled with a lot of remakes and reimaginings, mm-hmm. this one's the one you're going to
be. Is this
going to
be the
for.
Foundation of a brand new interrelated world?
If it is, we're really lucky because She's All That is getting a remake.
What?
He drops it.
But She's All That was a remake of My Fair Lady, which was a remake of Pygmalion, so whatever.
And we decided we had a chance just to go right into Coming Soon.
What?
And we missed it.
Oh.
Do it anyway.
I'm cold. The show hasn't been. We haven't done the show in months. Pinocchio Hole.
All right. Coming soon. We're doing that, right?
Yep.
I think we're sticking with it. That's your cue, sir.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of any of these people except for one. Beth Hart. Dance, Gavin Dance. I kind of like that name. Reba McEntire. I think I've heard of
Hot
her.
Hot New Country. Reba.
Sabrina Carpenter. Shawn Mendes. And Paulini. Those are literally all of the new songs.
Let's do our David Letterman imitation from the 90s.
Ugh. Ugh. All right. Ugh. Movies.
Ugh. Films. Motion pictures. Talkies.
Should I start with the biggest one or end with the biggest one?
Jared, that's up to you.
End with the biggest one.
All right. First, we've got Child 44. It's an upcoming mystery thriller directed by Daniel Espinosa.
So this doesn't have a Chucky in it.
No.
There's not a trick.
It's based on Tob Rob Smith's novel Child 44 from 2008. But Tom Hardy's in it. Gary Oldman's in it.
Hmm.
Like all these people. I've never heard of this movie, though.
Okay.
Tucker Carlson?
No, Tucker Carlson. What?
Is Tom Hardy in a car the entire time? Like he was in Locke?
Set during Stalin's Soviet Union rule, disgraced MGB agent Leo Demidov, Tom Hardy, is tasked with investigating a strange and brutal series of child murders.
We're spending too much time on this.
Okay, Monkey Kingdom. That's the Disney macaques flying around. You know, it's like March of the Penguins.
Sure,
with
I'm
monkeys.
In. Why not?
Is Morgan Freeman narrating?
I don't know who's narrating it. Hmm. I think...
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker
Carlson. You can hear the bow tie.
Unfriended. This is the horror thriller movie based on social media.
So you get unfriended and then 2 days later you're dead?
A girl kills herself because a video of her passed out at a party surfaces and then she haunts them.
I've read a little bit about this one, actually.
Okay, good.
Eh.
It's a face. Finally,
was it a Vine video? 6 seconds? That was enough to do people in?
This documentary about mall security guards is coming out. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
As I was saying off the air, children of a certain age.
Children
love
are idiots.
Paul Blart. love Paul Blart.
Would your child be one of them?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe she's aged out of that love
now? No, she's been talking about it. She's
embarrassed?
Just yesterday. Yes.
Now, okay, how old is she?
She wants a Play-Doh Fun Factory and Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Not
part
even that.
Two.
She's way past Play-Doh.
How old is she?
10.
When you were 10, was there an equivalent that little Shane, 10-year-old Shane, liked when he was 10?
Something stupid? Well, I mean, at that time, it was pretty close to the age of Pee Wee Herman, maybe a little bit later.
Hmm. Okay.
So you have that, which parents probably would say, what the hell is going on with this guy?
Right.
But you cannot compare Pee Wee Herman to Paul Blart.
I mean, we can't.
Cannot be done.
But that's a hot take that you're...
It is a hot take. Thank you. That's a new scope bit. The hot take.
Yeah, we invented the hot take.
Hot take.
Yeah. All right. Home video. Home releases.
A lot of notes over there. Home release.
Like nothing.
Let's go. Writing a book.
Let's skip all...
Okay, done. Next.
All the Chris Hansen Predators are on home release
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
The ankle bracelets on.
Video games.
Yeah.
This is the last area. Last genre? No, it's a category. We'll call it a category. Age of Wonders 3 for Mac and Linux. I think it came out for Windows already.
Annie Linux?
Yeah.
Is that the platform?
Yeah.
Okay. No more I love yous, Jared.
Mm. Grand Theft Auto 5 is finally making its Windows release. You going to play it again on the system that you don't own? Personal computer?
I still haven't played it again on the Xbox One when I got it for $25, right. Which I will. I've been reading a lot about how great this new version looks on PC.
Yeah.
And it's getting me interested to see what it looks like on the Xbox One again.
All right. Knights of Pen and Paper 2.
No.
On Windows, Ooh. iOS, and Android.
What's I mean, about? Yes.
Oh, hey. Have you seen this week's Humble Bundle?
No. What's on it?
It is all board games. It's you know, Steam versions of board games.
Oh, yeah. Jared's already there.
Can you buy
He's
it?
He's like so Target lady. He just ran off the show. what aisle did you get that in?
I want to have someone to play against. So
success!
All right. Titan Souls. I don't know. Yeah, Titan Souls. Some other game.
What is this? All right. What's the name of that?
Jared,
bundle?
You can Humble Bumble it after.
No, I need to know.
Humble
about
Bumble.
This.
It's like the tabletop bundle or something. I don't know. It's the first one. It's like the main
it's
one.
The top bumble.
I'm not seeing it.
I wonder if it
might have missed it. We'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it after one last thing, Jared.
Hit it or miss it. Hit up the week. Hit it or miss it. Miss up the week. Look out.
Adam?
Yeah, hi, what's
I think
up?
It's you, right?
Yeah.
Alphabetically, this is how it falls.
Yeah.
The show of Adam continues with his hit it or miss it of the week, please.
I've selected for my hit it or miss it. I chose a hit it.
Pinocchio hole. It's a hit. Hot hit. They just made it, Jared. The porn industry heard our cries.
Jared, it's the weekly Humble Bundle. You'll find it there.
Oh, I went to the weekly tab, yeah. Okay.
It is a video game I have selected.
A video game?
Yep. It is Mortal Kombat X. Not Mortal Kombat 10. They're calling it Mortal Kombat X.
Okay.
For personal computers.
Mm-hmm.
We're running the Windows operating system and PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Are you getting it?
I am. I've pre-ordered it.
$10 savings.
$10 savings later on. It's a 20% savings up front. For being a game whatever unlimited guy.
Gotcha.
And I had a $5 credit. Then I get a $10 credit on a future purchase.
How much did it cost you?
$43.
Not bad.
No.
Hmm.
Did you get that quick question? That really hard game for PS4? What is it, like Bloodstone or
Bloodborne.
Bloodborne. Did you get
that? I have played the predecessor, Demon Souls.
Demon Souls 2?
Demon Souls 2 and Demon Souls. I did not like those games at all. I got them on really cheap Steam sales, and I can't stand those types of games. So
done.
No. So
hit it or miss it.
So that's a no to Bloodborne.
Right. No.
I would like to. I would like to be a person that can play those games. I just don't think I'm that kind of... I'm too old, I think is what's happened.
Oh, my God.
Too old now to play.
We've reached that moment, Jared. Yeah.
It's happened.
Under the scope.
Guys go away for 2 months, and they turn into old men.
Been a progression. It's a sliding scale.
It really is.
It's a spectrum.
Jared, this is where you shine.
I know. There's not a lot to talk about, though. We've been gone for a long time, so any comments we may have had on those previous episodes are sort of...
People are probably talking about Christmas Vacation or something.
The movie? They're rebooting that, too.
I saw the photo.
Rated R.
They look old. Chevy Chase is old. Shouldn't do it. I want to talk to you about... We might want to do this... I feel like we want to move follow-up to the A block at some point. That's... Show structure things. I'm trying to think. Instead of having the comments here at the end, just sort of move it to the A block. And if we have comments, we read them. If we don't, we just skip right over that. But that's like a topic for another time.
I think people should comment.
I don't like
about
how he's workshopping in the middle of episode 202.
We've been doing that the whole time. 202. We're going to get the show off the ground at some point.
The workshop. The workshop episode.
Yeah. Shane, this is actually episode 0.202. We're working our way towards version 1.
Right. Gotcha. We're just as a release candidate right now. Golden
not
Master.
Even
the
not even GM.
A Golden Master.
Folks, if you'd like to comment on the show, you can write in at comments@thescopeshow.com. You can call our voicemail line at 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. Or you can find us on social media. Just don't unfriend us if you see some crazy video, because we will kill ourselves.
We will.
I think that's how the story goes. I don't know. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. Mm-hmm. All of those links are at the website, thescopeshow.com. And if you'd like to support the show, head on over to thescopeshow.com/Amazon. We have an Amazon affiliates link there, and you can make a purchase. We've gotten a little chunk of money from that so far.
Have you been using it, Adam?
Yeah, me too.
I don't, since it's under my name, I don't get any credit for my Amazon purchases.
Here's what you do. You tell me to buy stuff for you.
Okay.
And then you make money.
Then
again.
You give me money
In 1 month's time, when we convene to record again, unless you're busy and out of town, I will get my stuff. I see how this works. I suppose you could have it shipped to me. We're workshopping a way to get money in the show. If you feel like offsetting my failed support of the show through Amazon, though, by all means, click on that link, make your purchase. A small percentage goes back to us, doesn't cost you any more, and you feel good when Adam does this weird little pose he's doing.
I like
over
it.
There. What is that?
It's sort of a fashion model Adam.
Yeah, look at me. Folks, listen here. And if you're into the whole crowdfunding thing, support.
Crowdsourcing, I have it written down.
Whatever. Yes. Head on over to patreon.com/thescopeshow. You can pledge as little as $1 an episode. You can set a monthly cap, and you can cancel anytime, but why would you do that? Once you're in, and you feel good about supporting quality programming like this, you're probably not going to want to cancel. So that is.
Look, you either give us money, or you spend that same money every month on your Starbucks coffee.
Or your school loans.
And then they talk to you about being racist.
Yeah, who wants that?
So we're actually helping.
And look, we're not gonna go right to your hips like that Starbucks coffee is. So.
But we should talk about
race. We might grab your ass.
We will definitely talk about race.
We will. Race together, guys. Hashtag race together. Anyway, we should talk about doing some Patreon perks at some point. So, you know, like $1, $5, those kind of pledge levels, to try to get people interested in the show a little bit more.
Shane should stop offering dick pics then.
Well, those I give away for free.
What I'm saying is if people pledge, say someone pledges at $10 per episode level.
Right.
You'll stop sending them.
There we go. Yeah,
this is an opt-out scenario.
We call that negative reinforcement.
Uh-huh. Right.
One of those things.
Anyway, Shane, back to you.
Jared and Adam, what would be the porno name for Golden Master?
Golden Master?
I mean, it's got...
It's obvious, right?
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Golden Masturbate?
Golden Showers and Masturbate.
That's a great match game. Either Golden Masturbate or Golden Shower Gate.
That's not the best one. I don't know. I feel like there's a couple of obvious ways to go and not really any fun creative ways to go.
So. Gotcha.
It's too on the nose.
And with that,
yes.
Let's wrap up 202. No workshopping next episode 203. It's going to be the real deal.
Jared and me are coming out.
We'll be back in a minute. Bye-bye. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, hasta luego. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.